Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline.
Hi, Randy. My name's Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center. I have a new Roundup claimant on the line. Her name is Vera Wilson.
Thank you so much. Hello, Miss Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Is it Vera?
Yes, sir.
I am Randy Reese. Nice to meet you, ma'am.
I'm here, sir.
So I understand you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to fill out a claim for the Roundup lawsuit.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up here for you. Okay. So, ma'am, just a couple housekeeping questions. You would like to, and again, my name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line, and you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit. Ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I haven't. I just saw an advert on Facebook and I clicked it. I was telling,
Okay.
what's your name again, sir?
Randy Reese. Reese like the peanut butter cups, Vera. Okay.
No, it's not you, Randy. The other, the one who connected me to
Oh,
you.
his name was Joseph.
Mr. Joseph. Thank you, Joseph. Okay.
Okay. Now, so you haven't gotten an attorney other than talking to Joseph, correct?
Well, yes, I guess 50 days.
Okay, and so under you're willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation, but most importantly, Vera, it is for this specific matter, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, was it you or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Me, sir.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you know the subtype by chance?
Say that again.
There's about 50 different subtypes of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Probably the most common one. Did you have the B lymphatic lymphoma, or do you know?
Yes, the B cell. I
Yes, ma'am.
remember B cell. I know B cell.
And that was lymphoma, not leukemia, correct?
Lymphoma, yes.
Thank you, ma'am. How are you doing now?
By the grace of God, I was saying, Mr. Joseph, that I'm trying to see.
Don't know why it's real windy today, and the weather affects me when it changes like this. So I do apologize in advance if you hear my allergies, me sniffing and coughing. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, or is that the only one you have? Is it if that isn't enough?
This is the only one I have after using the Roundup.
Thank you, ma'am. And you are filing this claim on behalf of yourself.
Yes, sir.
When were you diagnosed?
I always remember the time that I stopped using the what is it, the Roundup.
Okay, but
My
yeah,
diagnosis?
when you went to the doctor and they told you that you have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, when was that?
I'm trying to remember the because I like to work with you.
Do you remember what year it was?
Yeah, just 3 years ago.
Okay. Do you remember what time of the year it was? Was it beginning of year, middle of the year, end of the year?
No, at the latter part of the year, September somewhere.
Okay. Now, this could just be your best approximation. Do you think it was September? Do you think it was October? What do you think?
Say that again.
Do you think this could just be your best approximate? Do you think it was in September, say the 10th, somewhere around then?
September.
September,
Yes,
what,
September. I can say
mid-month,
September,
ma'am?
latter part. September in the middle, yes.
15
September
of 22,
15,
correct? Okay,
yes.
I'm so sorry. And did you use Roundup at home?
Yes, so I use it on my lawn. I use
Okay.
it as a backpack. I was telling Joseph, whenever I drop my kids off, I said I wanted my grass to look fresh and
Good for you. I know, but it's not your fault. Okay.
I thought I was using something good.
You, of course. Now, can you please give me the address where you used it?
I think we're living in Orlando. Oh, from Orlando to Apopka.
You know,
I don't know if my son will remember. Do you want me to call him? And I don't remember the address. If my husband was here, he would definitely.
What city was it in?
Orlando.
In Florida?
Yes.
Okay. And that was your house?
Yes. It was a rented house.
Oh, rental house. Orlando.
Yes.
Florida. Let me see if we actually have to have the address. Do you remember, do you know the street or anything?
I'm not good at that.
I know. I'm so sorry. And it was a while ago.
Yeah.
Well, not that long
ago.
Yeah,
that was in 2009. That was in 2009. So
okay. But you didn't get your diagnosis till 22?
Yes, I did this for 13 years.
Okay.
And I used to have the CTIs and all that, rashes, but I was using some soaps for it and all that. So I'm like, no, this is too much. I have to take it soon.
Okay. What was your age? How old were you? Were you between 18 and 79?
No, I was 34.
That you were between 18 and 79, yes. Now, I don't need it for...
Oh, you said between 18 and 79. Okay, I said 18. I heard only 18. Sorry about that.
Do you... you don't have to have it for this phone call, but do you have your birth certificate?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. And how many years do you think you used Roundup?
13 years.
How many?
13 years. I used this from 2009 to 2022.
Oh, that is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the longest I've gotten. So that's 12, 13 years. Okay. And during that 13 years, you did spray Roundup more than 10 times, 10 days?
Yes. I buy 1 gallon from Walmart, and I use it 3 times on the lawn. Every month I was buying that.
So 1 month, 3 times per month.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Are we on a smartphone? Are we on a cell phone?
On a cell phone. Yes, on a cell phone. Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Now, I don't know if they're going to let me just put Orlando, Florida. Do you know a street name?
Do you want me to call you back and give it to you? I don't know.
Well, let's continue, and if we have to do that, we'll do it. But let's see what else we got, okay?
Okay.
If that's the only thing I need, I'll see what we could do to figure it out. Now, I'm going to go down a list of illnesses, and all I need you to tell me is yes or no, okay? So, have you ever had HIV or AIDS?
No.
How about
negative?
Or you could say negative. How about organ transplant?
No.
How about hepatitis B?
No.
How about autoimmune disease?
Diabetes, high blood pressure—is that what you're
talking about? No. I am going to ask you about diabetes, but no, autoimmune disease is blood disease.
No, I don't know.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Hepatitis C?
No.
And I did ask you hepatitis B, and you said no. How about lupus?
No.
And rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
And diabetes mellitus?
No.
Have you had any other cancers other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. Now, the main injury that we're talking about here is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So can you please spell your first name for me?
V as in Victor, T as in elephant, R as in rat, A as in apple.
Thank you, Vera. And your last name is it's Wilson.
Yes, sir.
W-I-L-S-O-N.
Can you go over that again?
W-I-L-S-O-N.
Perfect.
Thank you. Is there any suffix to your name, junior, senior, anything like that?
Is there any what?
It suffix like Vera Wilson III or Junior or Anything like that?
No.
Of course not.
No.
Please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
Thank you. Are you married?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
10/30/1975.
Happy late birthday.
Thank you.
And what is your social?
My social?
Yes, ma'am. Your social security number.
Do I have to tell you that?
You could tell me the last four if you're not comfortable with the whole number, but we will need it. So you could tell me the last four. Thank you. The firm does require it, ma'am. I assure you we're safe. Now, this next question, there's no right or wrong answer, but how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was it an ad on the TV, on social media, something like that?
On Facebook. I just saw it on Facebook.
Yep. That's what most people tell me. Okay. And then when do you think you first saw that ad?
Oh, I saw it, I think. Was it 3 days ago?
Okay.
No, on Friday. Friday when I took my kids to school and I came back. Yeah, on Friday.
Okay. So then you decided to fill out that form and now you're talking to me. Okay, good.
Yeah.
And how tall are you?
I think 5'5" and change.
Okay. I'm 5'9" and change, okay? So I like that. I'm sorry to ask this, ma'am. I truly am a gentleman, but what is your weight?
My weight. Oh, 168. Uh-huh.
And what's your best email?
Vera, VeraVeraAfriYiE@gmail.com.
I'm going to spell this. V as in victory, E-R-A, O.
No, hold on. Like Vera. Vera, right? Like
yes.
V-E-R-A, my name.
Yeah, V-E-R-A, so Vera,
uh-huh.
And then
Onelia.
I have
O-N-A. Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
O-N-O-N-A.
No, O-N-A.
So O is in opera, N is in Nancy, A is in apple?
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
O-N-A. L as in link, I as in ink, A as in apple, A as in apple, F as in Frank, R as in rat, I as in ink, Y as in yellow, I as in ink, E as in elephant, @gmail.com.
I got
you
it.
You want to go over it?
I will, but I think I got it. Good job. So it's Vera, O-N-A-L-I-A-A-F-R-I-Y-I-E. @gmail.com.
Correct.
Yeah. Good job. You never get hacked either, so I'm glad to see that. Good for you. Okay. And now this phone number that we're talking on, 321-947-8624. Is that your best number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Let me just, I had to pull that from somewhere else. So let me go back. Thank you. 321-947-8624. Thank you for that. Now, this is a cell phone, correct?
Correct.
And do you prefer text, phone, or email?
Text phone will be fine.
Okay. And when's the best time of the day to get a hold of you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
I started working now, so I work from 10 to 3.
Okay. So it'd be late afternoon, early evening. And what is your husband's first name?
He's just Mr. Wilson.
I'm sorry?
Eric Wilson.
Eric, thank you. And do you guys share the same phone number?
No.
Okay, what is his number?
I always see the first four. Let me go on it.
Sure.
So it's 407-572-8122.
Thank you. 8122, right?
8122, yes, correct.
Okay, cool. Let me go back. And okay. Now, you kind of already answered this one, but how many times per month, and I'm going to multiply that, do you think you used Roundup? And I think you said four.
No, three times.
Three times. Okay, three times.
I buy one bottle. Yeah, I buy one bottle and I divide it into two.
You did say that. You are correct. Thank you for correcting me. You did say that. I remember now. Okay, so now this next question, you did use Roundup for obviously at least a year, correct? Because we already know that. Yeah, exactly. And you had mentioned that you think you stopped using Roundup, and correct me if I'm wrong, but do you think you started around 2009?
Mm-hmm. And I stopped in September 2022.
Yep. Okay. How come you stopped using Roundup?
Because I started having this rashy skin. My eyes were itchy. Like, there was a whole lot going on.
Good for you for stopping, ma'am. Good for you.
Yeah, just give me 5 minutes, okay? Find a snack on the counter.
You really are almost done. And you did tell me you applied it yearly. And you also said that you used the backpack. Is that correct? Or did you use the hand sprayer?
Yes, I used the backpack.
Thank you, ma'am. And did you ever use any protective gear?
Not really. Okay. I thought putting it on my back was the best, so I just put it on my back.
Ma'am, to be honest with you, don't be embarrassed, because most people tell me no. Most people do, so you're fine. But I don't tell you that till after you answer, okay? Now, this was residential, correct?
Yes, it was residential.
And were you typically applying?
I wouldn't even say it was Orlando, like it was just around this area, like close to, it was on a stretch of Orlando and Kissimmee area.
Yeah, I know where that is.
But I do remember the street. Yeah, I'll get it for you.
Okay, hang on. Yeah, if you could have somebody get me that address, that'd be great. But, and I might even be able to help you. But right now, so what I've got is residential sidewalk curbs, fence lines, right?
Say that again.
Where you use the Roundup. So I've got sidewalk, curbs, fence lines.
On my lawn. Yeah, on my lawn, all around the green.
Yeah, of course.
I wanted it to be beautiful. Yeah.
Of course. And that was all in Florida?
Yes, in Florida.
And your exposure was residential. And you were first exposed to Roundup directly through yard work. Is that correct?
Through yard? You mean using it on my lawn? Yeah, that is the only time I got it. Yes.
Perfect. And you were exposed directly. You personally sprayed Roundup. Is that correct?
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Would that be always?
Three times in a month.
So always. You were always there.
Always.
That means that you weren't standing there when somebody else sprayed it. Whenever you were around the Roundup, you were the one spraying it.
I was the one spraying it.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. I know. You're fine. You're doing good. Now, in your lifetime, now think about this one for a second, because you kind of already know. You said you're doing it three times a month for the most part of the year. And you told me you started using it in 2009. You used it for about 13 years. So how many exposures in your lifetime do you think you've had?
I don't know, but it might be more than 20, right?
If you take 13, let's say you had three times a year you used it, out of 9 months a year, let's just say, although you're in Florida, you could have used it all year round. Let's just say hypothetically used it for 9 months. So that's going to be 9 exposures each year. So then you multiply that by 13. So you've got 9. I think you're pretty close. So about 120. Is that about accurate?
Yeah, I can tell, but all I know is I go to Walmart, I want 1 gallon. How you for the whole?
I got
times
you.
In the max, yeah.
Now, do you live near a water well?
Not really.
Okay. Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay.
No, from the tap.
And now I want to make sure you're okay with, I think it's more than that, but you're okay with 120 exposures in your lifetime. That's in your lifetime. Okay. Do you think it's more or less?
Like I said, I don't need to know. I buy the gallons and then.
No, I know, but so you bought that big old gallon thing 3 times a year for 13 years, right? Or close to it.
No, every month I was buying it. So yeah, I haven't calculated it yet, but I know what I was doing.
Yeah, that's about 120 times from what you told me. Are you okay with that answer?
Yes, it does the calculation. Yes.
Okay. Now, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides that you're aware of?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange? And I know you're not old enough, but I have to ask.
No.
Have you been exposed to benzene that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. Now, what type of Roundup did you use? Did you mix it yourself or did you buy the premix?
I only use water to mix it.
Okay. And where did you typically buy your Roundup? Home Depot, Lowe's, where'd you go?
No, Walmart.
Walmart. That's cheaper at Walmart. I know that. Okay. Do you happen to have any purchase information or you may be able to obtain? If not, you can say no. You might be able to dig up any credit card receipts or anything.
Doubt it, though. Doubt it.
Do you think so or no?
No.
Okay. Do you have any receipts at all for Roundup?
Not now.
Okay.
I was telling Joseph, we just moved to a new area, so we haven't even, unpacked a lot of stuff now. I remember I got this, I had surgery back then. My kids even didn't know I had cancer at that time. But by God's grace, I'm free. So some stuff that will remind me of that, my husband tried to, take it away. If it's something that he has to throw it away, he doesn't want to keep it.
I understand. He's superstitious. I understand. Okay. Have you ever smoked cigarettes?
No, sir.
Are you currently employed?
Yes, I just got it. Yes.
And who'd you get a job with?
This is an angel.
Well, they're asking for it, but if you haven't actually started yet, I could put no.
Oh, I'm a caregiver. I'm just a caregiver.
A what?
A caregiver.
Spell that for me.
I go to people's, old people's, I go to the hospital.
Oh, caregiver. Caregiver.
Caregiver, yes.
I know how to spell it. Do you work for yourself? Are you self-employed? I did, I know. Are you self-employed? Or do you work for an agency?
Self-employed.
Okay.
No, for an agency. Yes,
Prime agency?
Yes.
Okay. That's big business these days. Because people are living longer. So that's actually very admirable for you to do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you in Florida still?
Yes.
And you said near Kissimmee, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I see who they are. I found them. But I don't have an address for them. Let me see.
I told Inku to get something, a little snack on the counter. You can also go pick something for yourself. I'm going to click on this.
We're almost done. Okay, caregivers. And that's it. Kissing me.
No, I'm on the call. Yes, I'm on the call.
Mm-hmm. It won't be that much longer, I promise. Well, it depends on if you know the answers, okay? Okay, thank you. Did you ever lose any time from work because of surgery or treatment? And you would have to give me the date, so you could put no, too.
I wasn't working that much. I was having my own business at that time.
So you did it on your days off and stuff, right?
No, I wouldn't say. I was working for myself, so I wouldn't even,
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to get unemployment anyways when you're self-employed. Except during COVID.
At that point. Say that again?
Except, I was joking, but they don't give unemployment to self-employment people, at least here in California.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Do you have you ever been convicted of a major crime, anything other than traffic offenses or anything like that?
No.
And who was your diagnosing physician? What was his name? And I'll find him.
The doctor who diagnosed me?
Well, where did
Victor,
you get? Yes, him. What's his name?
Oviedo Medical Center. Oviedo Medical Center.
Oviedo?
The doctor. Oviedo. Oviedo Medical Center. Mm-hmm. And the doctor was Dr. Victor.
Okay, cool. I found it.
Dr. Victor Melvin.
Okay, very good. Let me just do some copy and pasting. And did you ever go to the hospital also?
Yes, I was there for like some days. I think 12 days.
Okay, we'll get to that in a sec. Hang on a sec. We will get to that.
No, don't take any of the juices, please.
It's because you're on the phone. That's how kids are.
Oh, my goodness. They're just different on my dad.
Okay. And
I know that wouldn't blow you up. I'm going to click in a little bit.
You said his name was Dr. Victor?
You mean the doctor who... Yes. Yeah, Dr. Victor.
Victor. And he was at that medical center in Florida, Oviedo. I'll find him. There he is. And he's an oncologist, too. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. Okay.
He's a hematologist and an oncologist, I think. That's what they said.
Just bear it with me. Just like I say, doing some copy and pasting.
Nothing from the face. Okay? Yeah. Nothing from the face. It's not good.
Okay. Oh, that's not what I wanted. I really am just doing copy and pasting. That's why it's quiet. So.
No, that's okay.
And what hospital were you at?
You mean the Oviedo? Is that
yeah.
What you're asking?
Did was there? Okay. So I have Oviedo Medical Center. Was there any other hospital, or was that it?
That was where I was.
Is that where you went for your follow-up appointments too, or did you go see Dr. Victor at his practice on State?
I don't understand what you mean.
Well, he has an office on State Street too. Did you go to that one?
I was with him for 12 days.
Okay.
I was hospitalized for 12 days. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a little far for me. So after that, I've been seeing my primary doctor after that.
Okay.
And by the grace of God, I went there only for a checkup.
Okay, because he's the oncologist. I do see that. I do see that. And yes, you saw him at the hospital to answer my question. So thank you. Okay. All right. Let me just copy and paste that. I already had it. Copy.
Go watch some TV, okay? It will take your mind off. You are not that hungry. You just said something. Go watch some TV. I'll be
copy. Okay. Now, the address of Dr. Victor is a little bit different than the hospital address. This is his office. If you see that, that's why.
Oh, okay.
But you never did go to the office, though, right?
Sorry about that. What did you say?
Dr. Victor, you only saw him at the hospital, is that correct? Or did you see him at his office as well?
I think my husband went to his office, but I saw him in the hospital.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then I'll change that back to... All right, now, let's try to figure this one out because we really are getting very, very close to being done. What is your home address?
1690 Godless Cove Street.
You spell the street for me.
The street, S-T-R-E-E-T.
S-T-R-E-A-T.
1690 Goblet Cove Street.
Goblet
Cove Street. Yes.
There it is. I found it. Don't worry. I found it. And that's 34746, correct?
Does it? 347. Yes.
Okay. Now, they do have a question. Now, I got to be really careful because do you have medical records? But if you don't, do you know if they exist at the hospital?
I'm sure they, yeah. I'm sure
you'd be able, you'd be able to get them if they ask you to. You don't have to do it until they ask.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me see. Okay, let's go. All right. Now I have Dr. Victor. Now, did you get treated? Was your first treatment the day you got diagnosed? Or did you go back? So when was the day you first got treated at the hospital? Not your follow-up, but when you first got treated at the hospital.
I was diagnosed, I think, in October 2022.
Right. So did they treat you right there, or did you have to go back?
Yes, because my husband has already gone into speak with him and all that. So, yeah, I went there.
Good for you. And then when was your first follow-up visit?
I remember that.
Or how about this? When was the last time you got treated for that? I mean, so it's 6/10/22 is when you got initially treated. It hasn't been that long. So did you go back like a month later? I don't need all the dates. I just need one date.
I think I went there on the 3rd, right? I was diagnosed on the 3rd. And the treatment date started in October.
Okay, let me go back. We have your diagnosis. Now, we may need to change this because I have your diagnosis date as 9/15, September 15th of 2022. That's when you were diagnosed.
No, I was diagnosed. No, that is I started using it. I started using it in July, right? 2009.
Okay. When did you get your diagnosis?
In October 3rd. It was October 3rd. It was close to my birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday. Of 22?
You already were saying happy birthday. You forgot about it.
I know, but I got to say it, and I'm going to say it another time, too.
And the treatment started on the 10th, a week after.
Okay, perfect.
I got diagnosed on the 3rd, and a week after, the treatment started.
Perfect.
And I was there for 12 days. Yeah.
Perfect. Let me go back down. Okay. That's what we have. So we have the 10th. So the treatment started about 10/10 of 22, and then that lasted for 12 days. Then after the 12 days... and you went back for a follow-up visit, how long would you say that would have been?
Chemotherapy started in January.
Okay.
I had it for, yeah.
Okay. I'll just put January of 23. Now, did they give you chemo?
Yes, I had chemotherapy. Yes, I started it in January, the middle of January.
No. How about, did they give you, did they do radiation too?
I think I had CAT scan, blood test, and then it was a lymph node biopsy.
Okay, so they did chemo, immunotherapy, and radiation. Did they do stem cell transplant?
No, this is the three I remember.
Any surgery? Did they do any surgery?
Yes, I had. What was the name of the surgery again? I'm trying to remember that.
That's all. Take your time. We're actually almost done.
I remember the nurse was always laughing at me that the way I pronounce something.
Okay, let me find this. There we are. There we are. Prime Care Home. I needed that address, so I just do that real quick. I don't give you that either. Hang on. Five, two, three. Okay, let's go back. Four, seven, eight. Three, four, five. Oh, five, two, three. Okay, cool. Now, here's where we were. That's the one you were just thinking about. I'm going to go all the way back down. You have no apartment number, correct?
No, it's a house.
Very good. Thank you. So we got Dr. Victor, and we've got his phone number. We've got you started treatment in January.
Is it? Yes, he said I don't know how to pronounce that note.
Right.
N-O-D.
I know what that is. Right. Okay. And you're at 1690 Goblet?
Yes.
Goblet CV, it says. Cove. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, we do request an emergency contact. All I need is a person's first name and phone number and who they are to you, friend, family, or foe. And this is just in the event that we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time. So if you could please give me a first name, a phone number, and if who they are to you.
Okay, so my husband.
Okay, what's his first name? I know you told me, but it's way up there. It's way up there.
Okay, don't worry. Samuel. S-A-M-U-E-L. Eric Samuel. Wilson Aboagye.
What's the phone number? What's the phone number? All I need is the phone number.
Okay, it's 407.
Okay.
He has to, okay, 407. What is the other one? I always forget that.
575-3314. Okay. And that's, let me go back up. Hold on. Just going to make sure I got everything here. You really are almost done. Except for that one question. The address of where you used it at in that you didn't remember.
You can use my house address.
Okay. Yeah, I can. Mm-hmm. You used it there too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
1690
Goblet. Oh, I have it. 16 Goblet Cove.
No, it's not 16 Goblet. It's 1690.
Okay. Husband.
Girl, I'm done. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go back up. But that was in Kissimmee too, though. The other one, right? In Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa County.
It's on the stretch of the city. Yeah, it's on the stretch of the city.
Okay, let me go back up there. Let me go back up there and put that in there. It's all the way back up at the very top. It really is all the way at the very top. So Because remember, we skipped past it to see. But you did it. You answered everything else.
Youth. Inquiry.
Cove. Okay, Goblet Cove. So we're going to, per your instruction, I'm going to put 1690 Goblet Cove as one of the home addresses where you use the roundup, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And that's in Kissimmee. It's Kissimmee or Kissimmee? How do you say it?
Some people say Kissimmee, like you're saying. I say Kissimmee.
Okay.
You just choose which one sounds good in your ears.
I like that, too. Now, let me just check this over. You actually are all done at the moment, but I do have blank spaces. Is there anything else you would like me to
know? On the phone, please. I'll be there. We're distracting and what in part show. And you. All right. Then I'll be there, please. Hello, sir.
They're okay, ma'am. I'm looking it over right now. I hear you got kids in the background, so it looks like I missed one thing. So let's keep going and figure out where it is. I've got something in the red here. There it is. Oh, this is a simple one. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Has it caused you any anxiety, stress, any changes to your life that you've had to make?
Mm-hmm. All that you're talking about, the stress is so bad, like
lifestyle
anxiety
changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm telling you what most people tell me, to be honest with you. Okay, any other thing you might want to note on this?
No. Only when you bring it up and I know that is my situation, I'll just tell you this. Yeah.
Okay. Let me submit it now and see if it goes through. Now, young lady, have you ever signed a document via DocuSign before?
Like they send you an email for you to DocuSign?
That's correct. That's correct.
Yes, I've done that for my bank, actually.
Okay, so you know what this is. Then I'm going to send this to you right now to 321-947-8624. And let me just
like a text message? Is that what?
It's coming right now. Okay, you should have just gotten a text message from me.
Yes. An email and a text message, right?
That's correct. I sent both. That is, you've done this before.
I think I'll go to the email.
Yeah, just go ahead and click on whatever way is easiest for you. And keep in mind that what you're doing right now, you're signing this document for me. But what's going to happen, Ms. Wilson, is within the next 48 hours or so, you're actually going to hear back from the attorney. Okay, so if you have additional questions, two places you're going to be able to go. You can actually get a hold of me, or you would also be able to talk to the attorney. And I'm going to be texting you both phone numbers, mine as well as your attorney, as well as his name. Okay.
Can you please say that again? I was attending to my little girl being here with you.
That's fine. What I was telling you is I'm going to be texting you. The first text is going to be my information, Randy Reese, and that phone number I'm sending you is my direct line. Okay?
Okay.
And then the other text message I'm sending you, this is your lawyer. This is your attorney. And they're going to reach out to you within the next 48 hours or so, and they're going to have a quick conversation. It won't be as long as our conversation. It's only going to take a couple of minutes. Okay. And if you have any additional questions, you're more than welcome to either reach back out to me, or you are also welcome to wait and speak to the attorneys. But you now have their information as well. But in order to take it to the next step, I just need you to do that DocuSign, and then you and I are going to be done. So go ahead and open that up.
Okay. So I did open it up, DocuSign. I see. What do I do? Is it a yes?
Yes.
Do I hit on the...
Yeah, first thing it's going to ask you to do is authorize to receive electronic information. Hit yes. Everything you're going to want to do is going to be in the yellow. So when you see something that's on yellow, go ahead and touch it. So do you see where it says get started or start?
Continue is what I see.
Continue works. That's fine, too. Okay. Now what do you see?
Please sign.
Okay.
And then nothing. It's just like blank. It's very blank. Do I sign in that?
No. Well, does it say make a signature?
Oh, okay. I agree. Continue. Okay.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, everything you're going to, it's all in the yellow. And it's pretty easy, but it takes just a minute to get used to it.
So I just hit on it?
Yep, you're already in it because I just got an email that you're looking at it.
Okay.
And then it's going to prompt you.
Finished. Is that it?
What's it say? What do you see?
Finished.
Hit finish.
Okay, I did.
You got it. Let me take a look at it. That was too easy. Come on. Good job, young lady. Good job. Let me take a look at it real quick. There it is. Now, can you confirm with me that you got those two text messages that I sent you with my name as well as Pulaski?
Okay, let me go back and check on that. Okay, Pulaski. Okay, Randy Reese. Okay.
That's me. Perfect.
Okay, so Pulaski is the one you said is going to call me today?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, probably not today. Give him a little bit of time, like 2 to 3 days.
Okay, so he's the lawyer. Is that
what you said? That's correct. He's the attorney.
Can you please let him call me between the time that I gave you?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I went from 10 to 8. Okay.
Well, let me tell you this. He will leave you a voice message, okay? If he misses you for some reason, but that's not a problem, and you could always call him back. And so, I do want to confirm this email address one more time that I have for you. You've already signed the documents, but it came to you an email, right?
Yes, I did it through the email, but I also have a question.
I was just going to say, well, then that means I got the email right. Okay, good.
Don't go right. Thank goodness. I have a little, do you want to go back to the phone number? Because the first one that I gave you is the one that he normally uses. So
let
if you don't
it.
Mind, the second one, I think the kids have the phone here. I just saw it. So I know he normally doesn't have it with me.
Okay. So the phone number I have on here, right? I can redo the documents for you if you want me to, but you would have to sign again, but that's fine. What I have on here right now is 321-947-8624. Do you want to change that or leave that? You will have to sign the
document.
I have 321-947-8624.
That's my number. That's fine.
Okay, we'll leave that. And you already received the email, so we know that's good. And then I did receive your signature on the authorization to release the medical records. The attorneys will talk to you about that, but once you do, they'll work on that for you. And let's see what else I got. I'm looking at the document. You've got everything signed, so we're good. So if you don't have any questions at this moment, I'm actually done.
Okay.
And do you have any questions?
I wonder. It was just for the phone number that I gave you. I wanted you to get hold of my, in case you want someone to get hold of, you get hold of my husband.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
the other
correct.
Number that I gave you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, the other number that I gave you is right here. So it means he doesn't carry that phone most of the time.
Oh,
so
okay.
You go with the first number that I gave you. That is 407-572. Not the four.
I've got 407-572 8122.
Yes, use that. Yes.
Okay,
use
that is what that's what I used. Okay. Then you're good.
So take the other one off. The last one that I gave you, he doesn't use it no more. So maybe you're going to have that too. The 575 thing.
Hold on.
Change it too.
Let me
you
see.
You just asked me like 3 minutes ago that in case you don't get hold of me, who do you get hold of?
Let me pull it up.
That number is not used. Okay.
Hold on. We have Eric. I've got your primary phone. I've got 8122.
Samuel.
For Eric, I've got 8122. The one you just told me.
8122, yes. And use it for, remember you just asked for the ladder pack. You asked in case you don't get hold of me. I gave you a number, but that number is not in use. So put the 8122 back on that one. Do you understand what I mean?
Well, I have your primary phone number is 321-947-8624.
And my husband's number? Samuel.
407-572-8122. They're both on there.
Okay. All right.
Are we good?
We did. Yeah, we did.
Okay. All right. Anything else, ma'am?
It's just that I know you wrote another number, but I don't know why you don't see that one. But anyway, maybe when you don't get that, you're going to try the three.
Well, that's exactly how it works.
I gave you another number.
Well, the two correct me if I'm wrong. The two numbers that I have for you, I have area code 321-947-8624. Okay. Then I also have for Eric, which is also your backup phone number, area code 407-572-8122. Are those both correct?
Okay. Yes. But there is another 407-575. You see that one?
No.
It's on there.
Let me see where you're talking about.
You asked for a primary.
Oh, emergency phone number. The 3314. The 3314.
Yeah, take it off. No, that doesn't work.
Okay, hang
that
on.
That doesn't work.
Hold on.
So let's see this.
Hold on.
All right.
I may not have to have you resign. I may not. Let me find out for you, though. Hold on. This takes a second, so bear with me, but I can do it. I got you.
You have to do it, please.
No. I'm with you. No. You're, as long as you're not mad at me, I'll do it. I don't have a problem, okay? You're in charge. All right. Let me pull it up. But I have to – it's a little different because I have to go into the archive, pull it up, and then let me edit it. Hold on. I got to hit the edit button, and then we're going to go all the way down. I see what you're saying. You want me to take out that other number you gave me and put in the 572-8122 number for your emergency contact.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I can even give you another number if you want.
No, don't give me no more numbers. I'm joking. Hold on. Oh, it's way down there. I had to go to the top, go way down. Now I got to save it. Oh, my God. No, I'm just teasing you. It's all fine. It's totally fine. All right. So take out the number that ends in 3314, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you want me to put in 407.
Let me give you a number.
All right. Give me a number.
407. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
407-394-2691.
Okay. Now, hold on a second. Let me save this and see if it's going to make me rebuild the document. If that's the case, you're going to have to re-sign it. It just takes a second. It's no big deal.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll ask my compliance manager. Let me build it back up.
Reagan. Hold on 1 second, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, guess what? Good news.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to re-sign. We'll just take it like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just make sure now I got everything because I get confused. For your phone number, we already know the email is correct. For your phone number, I have 321-947-8624, correct? And then for Eric's number, he has two phones. He has his main number is 407-572-8122. But in case of emergency, you want us to reach out. Let me scroll all the way down. In case of emergency, you want me to reach out to area code 407-394-2691.
Correct.
Okay.
You got it now.
Okay. All right. Hold on now since I got you. All right. It's all looking good. It's all looking good. Okay. So hang tight. Wait to hear from the attorneys. If you can find any information that might be helpful, grab it and hang on to it. Okay. And if you have any additional questions, you know you can reach out to me. I mean, I know we've had fun on this call, but in all honesty, I really, really hope the best for you. And I really, really am sorry that you had to go through all that. You know, but it is what it is. It could have been a whole lot worse. So thank God it wasn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
I know. And I guess somebody's got their arms wrapped around you, so that's a really good thing. So, and it really has been a pleasure talking with you, Ms. Wilson. And if there's anything else or anybody else you know that wants to talk to us about this, please, please give them my number, okay?
All right. I sure will.
Okay. Now,
who are you? Are you an attorney?
I'm an intake specialist. I am not. I would never lie to you. But generally, I do the intake. So now all these questions and everything I'm the guy that pieces it together, packages it together, and then the attorney just, okay. But they do a good job. They work hard. These guys are really, really good at these torts. That's what they're called. They're called mass torts. You couldn't possibly be in better hands. I really mean that. I'm very impressed by them. So hang tight. And you know, like I say, don't be afraid to send anybody my way as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. You have a blessed evening, and you take care. I hope you don't get any more hurricanes this year.
I hope so too.
Okay, ma'am.
All right. Enjoy your evening.
You too, ma'am. Thank you so much. Bye bye now. Bye.